Time to go beyond the playbook this morning with Matt Sabuda. Matt, it was a game yesterday after three quarters. It seemed like it was all Bills. How could they lose this game at home, and yet they found a way to do so? What happened?
Boy, was it a rough day to be a Bills fan yesterday. Even rougher waking up on this Monday morning after a performance like that. But, you know, as we discussed on Friday, this game was going to be a really good measuring stick of where the Bills are at in their pursuit of the playoffs. And I think what we saw yesterday is that they're just not there yet. They played a solid game, but it was the mistakes that did them in. They had three substantial errors that I think highlight the mistakes throughout the game. The Bryce Brown fumble. He fumbled the ball as he looked headed towards a short touchdown. The ball goes out of the end zone. It's a touchback. No points on the board. Leotis McKelvin fumbles the ball late in the game when the Bills were still leading, setting up the Chiefs' go-ahead touchdown. And the false start by Chantrell Henderson when the Bills were going to go for it on 4th and 1. Overall, the Chiefs are a team that play a clean, relatively mistake-free game. They did so yesterday. It paid off for them. The Bills are not that team yet, and they really need to learn how to become that team and do so soon.
That brings us then to the next step. There's a team that's 5-4. They lose one of these showdown games, kind of get shown up by a team, like you said, that can play mistake-free football. But moving forward, what about the Bills? What can we hope to see here?
Yeah, the loss puts them in a really difficult position moving forward with the playoffs, as all four of their losses are conference losses. And further, they're not just conference losses. They find themselves in the position they're going to be battling these teams potentially late in the season. They probably will be right there in the mix if they're fortunate, with Kansas City, San Diego, potentially Houston. Unfortunately, these are all teams they've lost to, so they lose that head-to-head tiebreaker. Going into this quarter of the schedule, I really felt they needed to go 3-1 or potentially 4-0 to have a really good shot at making the playoffs in the last four games. And unfortunately, yesterday, they just gave that game away, and it may cost them by the end of the season.
Normally on these Monday mornings, we're talking about just what happened yesterday, but we've got to preview a game that's coming up on Thursday. This is a tough turnaround for a team that lost a tough game yesterday.
Yeah, on to Miami in a really short week. It'll be an interesting game. I mean, you hate to say that any game's necessarily a must-win other than the Super Bowl, but this this comes pretty darn close, as both the Bills and the Dolphins are clinging to dim playoff hopes. Dolphins, they found themselves in a position yesterday where they coughed up a game, too. They were leading most of the game against the Lions, who scored a go-ahead touchdown with less than 30 seconds to go. And with both teams at 5-4, this is going to have major implications if they're going to have any shot at getting into the playoffs.
Bills have to go on the road on a short week. Do they have a shot to win down in Miami?
Sure. I mean, it's a team they beat before. They've got the tools and the talent to do it, as we saw yesterday. They just hate to beat this to death, but they just need to figure out a way to clean up their game and eliminate some of these mistakes. The defense needs to have another big game. Unfortunately, that effort was wasted yesterday against the Chiefs in particular. They've got to get pressure on Ryan Tannehill. That guy is a quarterback who tends to make a lot of mistakes when he's pressured. The Bills have done so in the past. He's got an awful record against the Bills in his short career. And the offense, they need to find their rhythm again. They've gotten to a point where they were yesterday, where they were having very consistent drives. But unfortunately, yesterday, they weren't putting those points on the board at the end of drives, driven largely by, again, some of those errors. And maybe by Friday morning, the Bills can take one step closer to being that playoff team that really their talent warrants. And I think we all hope that that'll be the case.
Spoken like all Bills fans, there's always hope, right?
Oh, indeed. That's all we have.
Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thanks, Jay.